I'm Keegan, and I'm going in first grade.
He was diagnosed with cancer on May 5th. Hearing that news is the worst thing you could possibly ever hear. I was like, there's no way. This had to be someone else's kid. I mean, they had something wrong because this can't happen to our family. And my husband just went down next to him and sat there and said, you know that you're going to have to be Superman strong.
I like Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man. They're my favorite.
And that became like our thing. And he even knows now, our son, that, you know, he had to be strong like Superman. And I think really having even something as small as showing your four-year-old that superheroes are super strong, you have to be that way too. I think that really helped him through everything.
And I saw him at Green Day, and I saw Spider-Man and Batman.
About 3 weeks in, he had gotten tophilitis, which is an inflammation in his entire gut. And his stomach swelled 22 centimeters. For a four-year-old, that's doubling his size. He was on a ventilator. And I mean, if we got sent home from the hospital because of his diagnosis, we were there within a day or two. We were in the hospital for more than 72% of his treatment. I think having child life specialists in general make everything a lot easier. As, you know, Miss Jolly at Nemours, people like that, I mean, even if it's something as small as, you know, a little wooden airplane that they can give them. I mean, things like that just brighten the child's day so much.
It is awesome. He got a lot of awesome toys. Some lights up and awesome other toys.
He loves Miss Jolly. She's got all of her lights and makes the whole experience a lot less scary.
Well, I'm only scared of one thing, bees. Yeah, because they sting people and it hurt.
Going through treatment, we would have to go and get shots all the time to help bring his counts back up. And I mean, that's horrible. You got to think your child is getting poked and prodded constantly. So these people are here to help take his mind off of that, you know, while we're trying to hold his legs down or arms down to give him shots in the midst of having cancer is hard enough as it is. But having someone like that, just she's always smiling, you know, always making him laugh and smile. And it's just great to have people there like that.
And she's nice. Really nice.
Seeing her just bring smiles to our face because they do so much for our kids. Like I said, it's hard enough seeing them go through what they have to go through. And to have somebody like that, just to always be happy. I mean, she's never down and just full of energy. I mean, if you can help donate, you are, I mean, helping a family in need in your local area. These are the people that your children are going to school with, your grandchildren have gone to school with. It's helping your local community. And I mean, I think that just alone is great and will help build Jacksonville.